Good day. I pray you've been blessed this week and you have some tools and keys to help you walk out of discouragement. We've seen that we can take the Word of God, which will strengthen us. We've seen that we can pray in the Holy Spirit and we get edified and we get built up. We've seen that we can cultivate gratitude and see things from God's perspective and count our blessings. And yesterday, we saw that we can learn from others and that we can heed instruction and correction and other people can help us. And today, I want to leave you with my final point, and that is to choose your words wisely. And oftentimes when we are discouraged, what comes out of our mouth is like, oh man, we're never going to get through this. We're never going to come out the other side. Why does this always happen to us? And, you know, where is God? And things like this never work out for our good. And those self-defeating words actually keep us discouraged. And one of the ways that you can encourage your heart and that you can inspire hope deep from within you is to make sure that you are choosing your words wisely. In Philippians 2:14 in the Amplified, it says, "Do all things without grumbling and fault-finding and complaining against God and questioning and doubting among yourselves." Notice that scripture says, "Do all things." That means do everything in life without grumbling, fault-finding and complaining against God and questioning and doubting amongst yourselves. So that's, I mean, what a powerful scripture that we need to be doing everything without complaining, grumbling, murmuring, just like the children of Israel. In Proverbs 18:21 in the Amplified Bible, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words." Man, if I'm speaking death, then the Bible says there that I'm going to bear the consequences of my words. So it's so important that I choose my words wisely and I begin to speak life. You know, in Mark 11, when Jesus is talking about faith and believing God, it says it this way. Jesus replying said to them, "Have faith in God constantly. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him." There's twice in one verse or portion of scripture, he's saying, be careful what you say, but when you begin to speak to your circumstances, you're going to have what you are saying if you don't doubt in your heart. In Hebrews 11:3, it says, "By faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen." Saying, man, the whole world was framed by what came out of God's mouth. And you and I are made in the very image of God. Our words have power. Our words produce life or they produce death. A key thing in walking out of discouragement is to watch what is coming out of your mouth. Are you speaking negativity or are you speaking the promises of God and the faithfulness of God? Are you speaking from your new identity in Jesus or are you speaking death? I want to encourage you to walk out of discouragement. Choose your words carefully and speak life. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.